Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we are informed that the feelings which Mahaprabhu expresses here, that is, streaming of the tears out of the eyes, choking of the voice, and then the bristling up of the bodily hairs. These are three out of eight symptoms which appear in the exalted state of Krishna consciousness, the bhava. It is something which we don't want to exhibit artificially, in other words. It's something which comes at a state of mature Krishna consciousness or matured Krishna consciousness. At the same time, we hear that somehow those who follow in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is, the Gaudiyas, will try to develop their Krishna consciousness under with a feeling or a mood which follows Mahaprabhu's mood. I would like to make a quotation from Chaitanya, or cite a quotation from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 4, text 108. Good number. Those under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that his mode of worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna in separation is the real worship of the Lord. When the feelings of separation become very intense, one attains the stage of meeting Sri Krishna. So-called devotees, now we have here the warning how we should not go into this mood. So-called devotees like the Sahajiyas cheaply imagine they are meeting Krishna in Vrindavan. Such thinking may be useful, but actually meeting Krishna is possible through the attitude of separation taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is at least the. I'm wondering, is this. Has my secretary made a mistake? Is there such thing? Maybe. Yes, please check this. CC RD 4, text 108. And it comes after we warned that we should not imagine meeting Krishna in Vrindavan. Not meeting, in other words, is the idea, but actual meeting Krishna is possible through the attitude of separation taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this mood of longing for the not yet attained treasure of Krishna consciousness is important. Somewhere we have to enter into this mood. Somewhere we have to find the door in our hearts, how we will come there. We have to long to be more Krishna conscious. We have to be eager to chant the holy names with genuine devotional feelings. We have to long to give up our state of being so separated and so covered over. So just allow me, please, to make one check. Yes, it's correct. It's correct. The quotation is all right here. So we have to But it has to be natural. It cannot be imitative. It cannot be cranking up of feelings, cranking up of, you know. Do you crank up how do you do this when you have this car?
Jack.
Do you crank up the jack? Not really.
You jack up the car.
You jack up the car, yeah. You can't jack up your emotions. That is what I want. If it is, and maybe that's a new way of English usage, but why not? We can be creative. We can't jack up our feelings and then have just the, as Prabhupada says, the bananas of the mind. You know, when you imagine you eat bananas in your mind, you won't be nourished. And so today I want to give some responsible mood, how to responsible path, how to really come into this mood of longing while we chant the Hare Krishna movement. This won't be a jack up lecture, hopefully. Then you imagine something. First of all, let us understand Mahaprabhu's attitude, this mood of separation. Well, one morning Govinda saw Mahaprabhu slate. So he went into his room and Mahaprabhu was still resting. And he woke Mahaprabhu. When he waked him up, was awakening him, Mahaprabhu started to cry uncontrollable. Why have you done this? Now, normally, one is happy to be reminded to get up when one is late. But Mahaprabhu was profoundly sad. He said, I saw Krishna and Radha. They were dancing and you have woken me up. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And we are informed that he had a vision of the Rasa dance. Yes? So he was very sad that Govinda had taken him out of this and brought him to external consciousness. And Govinda said, let's go to the temple because the Lord is there. And this would always work for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu went with Govinda to the Mandir, to the Sri Mandir, Jagannath Puri Mandir, and had darshan from the Garuda Stamba. Now it seemed to be a particularly crowded day, and unknown to Govinda, there was an elderly lady, a widow, from Orissa, dressed all in white, and she could not see the deity because Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we hear, was very tall, extraordinary tall. So, in a desperate attempt to also have darshan, she climbed up the back of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to view the deity, to have darshan. As soon as Govinda saw that this woman had not only touched Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was a sannyasi, but had climbed on him, had touched the Lord with her feet and was standing with her worn out, dust covered feet on the Lord. Just imagine what this did to him. He knew how Mahaprabhu was so strict with ladies and to touch the Lord with the feet on top of it. This is the greatest offense. This is just offense. So Govinda just pulled that lady down and said, "Don't you see what you have done? He was truly disturbed, and the lady was also very, very disturbed that she had done this. You know, she, you know, the Indian people, when they do an offense, they go like, maybe she did this, or that was a typical South Indian thing to react when you do an offense. She was also grief-stricken. She didn't mean to do this. She was just, I want to see, you know. And you know, when you're in India, when Indians want to see, they really want to see, you know, and you are quickly on the ground, you know, when you are standing in the way. You know, I have seen also people trampling on me when they wanted to see. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. I remember once I was paying my obeisances to Radha Syam Sundar, and a wave of people came and the wanting to see, and they stepped on me. Now I thought, well, let's breathe a deep inhale to and avoid the upcoming of anger. Then I expected the person would go down eventually from my back, but he remained there because he had a vantage point over all others and could see now very nicely, you know. Don't know how big is a chest, maybe 15 centimeter more, you know. Hare Krishna, wonderful. Trinara piso niche, now you have to learn at that moment. Not get up again when someone tramples on you. So Govinda, who really was the servant of Mahaprabhu, who took care of his affairs, he just pulled that down and chested it, and the lady was, wow. Mahaprabhu at this moment turns around to Govinda and tells him, "You Adivas." Adivas means like a primitive tribal person. You know, why do you do this? This lady has such eagerness to see Krishna. I wish I had the eagerness of this lady to see Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu began to cry uncontrollably. Govinda had to bring him back to Kashi Mishra's dwelling place, where the Mahaprabhu had a tiny room, the Gambira. And the Mahaprabhu went there and locked himself. Deep feelings of longing. This is the mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He took that longing of the lady as his aspired goal in life, and didn't see that she had used him as a altitude increaser, you know, stepping stone to have darshan. He applauded this. He thought this is eagerness. Of course, we must assume that Mahaprabhu was still in his inner consciousness, Anta Chetana, where he did not see the difference of man and woman, because at other times he was very shocked upon the contact with women. But here he didn't see things like this. He saw things only, "Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna?" to the exclusion of everything else. Once, Prabhupada was on a morning walk in Los Angeles, and he had just, outside of Los Angeles at the beach, Venice Beach. How far is it from the Vatsika Avenue temple by car? 30 minutes? Early in the morning? 10 minutes early in the morning. I heard, yes, it was a morning walk on the beach. And he had just come back from his morning walk. And he was sitting in the car, ready to leave for the temple. I heard this from Shruti Kirti. And at that moment, one devotee came. Prabhupada was already ready to go, and this devotee had an urgent question, a question he could not ask at the morning walk. And it was a little awkward, since Prabhupada was already ready to go. He looked and motioned to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada must have seen it was a genuine, urgent question. So he rolled his window down and said, "What is it?" And this devotee asked, "Prabhupada, how do we become Krishna conscious?" It was really somehow, he had been moved by something Prabhupada said, or it was a question brooding for a long time in his mind, and it's really like you know, we come to Giriraj Maharaj, and Giriraj Maharaj, what is the one point, what I would say in my creative use of language, what is it which throws the switch around so that I can become Krishna conscious? Would you kindly tell me? So this way, it was some question like this, really urgent. How do we become Krishna conscious? What's the main point? The main thing? Prabhupada gave one of his very famous answers: by your desire. Then he looked at the devotee. If the devotee was satisfied with the answer, if it had struck home, and the devotee looked very relieved. He had gotten his answer. You have to desire by your desire. So everything was all right. Prabhupada rolled the window up and off he went. The answer was given. No need for further explanation. At other times, Prabhupada when he was asked this question, he quoted a verse which we all know. It's a verse, for becoming Krishna conscious, there is only one prize. And then lolyam, api lolyam. Lolyam means, is translated to be as eagerness. Huh? I'm informed by Bhakti Charu Maharaj that Prabhupada coined his term Krishna conscious from this verse. Api, what is that? Krishna Bhavanamritam Bhakti Rasabhavita. This verse. Krishna Bhavanamritam, Krishna Bhava, Krishna consciousness. Or Krishna Bhava Namrita, the nectar of the Krishna Bhava, Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness to this, no? Being filled in the consciousness with Krishna, can be had by only one prize, that's eagerness. My last episode with Srila Prabhupada takes place again on a morning walk, this time in Hawaii, where one of his sannyasis, Yashoda Nandan Swami, asked Prabhupada, how can we become Krishna conscious? What's the real ingredient which makes us Krishna conscious? Prabhupada turns around and says, by your anxiety. Then he elaborates, anxious for yourself. My sense gratification, I don't have enough cream cheese in my life, and so on. But No, this is a Krishna conscious anxiety for Krishna. Huh? For Krishna. So, my dear devotees, what is this? Three different answers to the same question. Are they really different? I want to say no. They are the same thing in different forms of intensity. When you boil tea, you know this. There's first cool water, then there's lukewarm water, and then there is hot boiling water. So, in the same way, this is water in different stages. Prabhupada's answer, to become Krishna consciousness by your desire, by your eagerness, and by your anxiety, three different answers, is a desire in its different states of intensity. And I would like to say, when we talk today about longing, chanting and longing for Krishna, there is a road which can bring us there. It starts first with desire. You first have to have a desire in your mind to attain Krishna consciousness. That is a desire which you must have. You must be propelled by a desire. When you get up in the morning, there must be a desire. I want to chant. I really want this. Later, as you advance, the desire comes a little bit more strong. Eagerness. Sometimes some translators say greed. You know, you greed is that feeling, or eagerness is that feeling. You're very eager. You don't really care about anything. I remember when I came to the Philly Ratha Yatra festival. I wanted to see Rocky, because Ravindra Swarup Prabhu had told me that there was a struggle in Philadelphia about Rocky. Rocky is that hero who, there were six movies of Rocky. I was informed by Ravindra Swarup, who's usually very scholarly, so it must be correct. And he became a national hero. Sylvester Stallone, a very, he became a national hero, which shows the fine taste of American America. And he was posted on the steps. Eventually, a statue was made, and it was put on the steps of the National Art Museum. But then the National Art people said, this is not such a great piece of art, you know, let's appear to be cultured, and we have to remove that. And then there was an outcry of protest. No, he is our hero. He has moved us deeply inside. And then, but eventually in the struggle, he was placed next to the steps. So I wanted to see this statue where people posed in this mood, because that was the closing scene. I think Jai Radha will can inform us of details. So then people go before the statue like this, and people take a photo, and somehow they feel victorious in their life. So I thought, let me see this, because you need things for your lecture. You have to touch people on different levels, so let me get some fine piece of American folklore and so on. But then on the way, I meet Madhuha. And Madhuha tells me about the changing body exhibits. And I remember I wanted to see Rocky. There was a desire. But when Madhuha told me about the changing body exhibit, which Ambarish Prabhu had financed it. It's something you, I had heard about. You go inside it, and then there is air conditioning, and then there is sound and slides and pictures and so on. I remember something overruled my foolish desire to see Rocky. A little bit, something stronger was there. I can't say it was already eagerness, but it was little shy of eagerness, that feeling. It was almost eagerness. I wanted to see this because I had heard about it, and Madhura was there, and Madhura had tickets for the exhibition, and he gave me one in the hand, and then I thought, well, let me forget about Rocky. It's not so important, this desire. Let me see the changing body. And I remember, I was desiring something, but because something more tasty came into my way, my way was diverted to see the changing body. And my dear devotees, this is what is the core of my lecture to you today. We all, when we hear vipralamba and mood of separation, it's the goal, we begin to feel sometimes dejected. I can't feel this, and I can't jump my feelings up or jack my feelings up to that. I don't want to be an imaginative Kalpana devotee. I want to follow the path, the sincere path with Srila Prabhupada has always talked out, which is real spirituality. I don't want this imaginative sahajiya-like things. So, here is a path, my dear devotees. We all have so many desires for so many things, right? Some of it is as valuable as to see Rocky. It is not very valuable, you know. But deep in the human heart, we have reserves for stronger desires, and stronger desires, and stronger desires, which eventually will come to spiritual desires, which will mount to eagerness and then anxiety. If you can't desire Krishna, desire that you desire Krishna. If you can't do that, desire that you desire that you desire Krishna. Start somewhere in your own Krishna consciousness or Krishna Bhava, no? Krishna Bhava Namrita. You have to start and direct this to Krishna. Now, it is not difficult. In the Bhagavatam, it is explained to us that the cowherd women, of Vrindavan were very pleased with embracing the expanded cowherd boys. You remember when Brahma stole the cowherd boys? At the bank of the Yamuna to test Krishna, what Krishna would do now, Krishna expanded himself in the cowherd boys, which looked identical with Krishna. Not with Krishna, with the cowherd boys, which were stolen, and their mothers were reacting to them with great, 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 great love. They embraced them in the same way in which they had embraced Krishna. They felt towards him the same. And there, in this section of the Bhagavatam, there's a very interesting, deeply psychological analysis of how you can love Krishna. It says that the ordinary person loves his body, not like me. I love to eat cream cheese and see Rocky. You know, this is called material consciousness. Now, but why do we love the body so much? Any idea? Because there's a soul inside the body. If there is no soul in the body, no love is there. The body becomes even shocking to us, and we want to quickly do something, either cremate him or bury him out of sight, please, and out of the nose, please, also, because aggressive smell develops. So why do we love the soul so much? It is because there is Krishna, the Lord. So ultimately, we love the Lord. We only have to go deep enough in our desires. We have to ask ourselves when we feel desires, do I really want this? Or what is behind this? What's my real desire? I learned this when I was in Russia. And we came to a well where people threw coins in and then wished something. So one person came to me, one Russian person, and also threw in a coin. And I started to look at the coin. And as I looked at the coin, something very precious was becoming clear to me. The coin went down in a serpentine fashion. It went like, yoop, then yoop, then yoop, then yoop. And as I saw the serpentine path of the coin on its way to the bottom, I remembered this Bhagavatam passage, that go to your desire and do the work of following it, the trace of your desire as it go deeper, by simply asking, do I want this? Like for instance, when you have the desire to see Rocky or eat cream cheese. I want to make it very simple for us to understand. Ask yourself, is this really what I desire? When you feel, and if you go deeper and deeper, you will find out that at the core of everything, there is the desire for Krishna. We just need to go deep enough, my dear devotees. We need to be a little bit investigative. We need to not shy to go into things. Or sexuality. That is a desire which is, with some of us. I know it's a taboo to talk about it, but why not? We are in the family. Behind it, is it really that what you, that what the whole world is so crazy about? Fascination with the skin. No, it is not. There is a deep craving inside for love, which is in its highest form, you want an embrace, the divine embrace of God. This is what is really behind it, but it is unfortunately misrepresented by the mind and the senses as being something else, which really doesn't satisfy that deepest craving. That's why it is so problematic for people to find. They don't just go deep enough. It's a habit. And so let us quickly leave this example behind, because it is not pleasant to hear about this for us. My point is, follow your desire through and you will end at Krishna. When I was in a poetic mood, I tried to write a poem, and I want to read this to you and then give the microphone to Giriraj Maharaj. O my Lord, I think you know that I love only you, although I pretend to love other people and things. I think you know that when I'm sad, it's because I feel separated from you. Although, if I'm asked, I would give other reasons. When I cry, it's always because of missing you, although my tears carry other names. I think you also know that I'm only looking for you, although I seem to be looking for other persons and things. Yes, I'm a divided soul, searching for something in the east while going west. I'm a helpless soul, forced by some other agent long ago to play the double life of a devotee and a cheater. But do you know why I'm writing this? It's because I want your special mercy. Don't believe my acts. Please, don't believe me. Don't trust my words. But look deep into my heart, and you will see your own beautiful image. Name of this poem is Don't Trust Me. So, the kirtan, the mood, or the japa mood, is a feeling of longing for Krishna. Those who are under the shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu can understand that his mode of worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna in separation is the real worship of the Lord. But we are warned to not enter this cheaply, to jack up our feelings to some, oh, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We are we are informed by our exalted spiritual master to become Krishna conscious is a matter of desire. You can start at desire, and that can be that will be increased by purifying our heart to eagerness. One day there will be anxiety. I must this deep anxiety, almost like we have now for us, but even much, much more. And it is natural, and you can come to it if you go deeper and deeper and deeper. Why do I want love? I want love of Krishna ultimately. So, my last point here is, no, Krishna. Point is really not. I'm really. I have up to 8:09. Now it's 8:09, but I will just do 1 minute, really, German minute. My dear devotees, there's only one way to get this desire and the increasing of desire. It is through the right association. Sangat sanjayate kamat, in the company, if you desire, start. It is very, very important. And I return again and again back to a picture which is always there when I go on my own japa retreat. It shows Prabhupada with a pair of cartels. It's a picture cut out from one San Francisco Chronicle, one newspaper. He's really chanting it. He's absorbed in the chanting. You can see his eagerness for Krishna is is manifesting. Therefore, if you feel it's difficult to get genuine desires in your Krishna consciousness, rush to those who have eagerness, rush into the presence of Srila Prabhupada, and allow yourself to be infected with that eagerness. Allow that your heart is carved, and that out of the wooden block of your heart, a wonderful desire for Krishna consciousness is carved out in that association. It's purifying to have that association. It is chastening to read regularly the Bhagavatam to get the right concepts in our mind. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that if you want to chant, chant in the association of the Guru. One who devotes himself to the Guru in this consciousness frees himself from the material predicament on the strength of this devotion. One should worship Krishna with the Guru's permission and should chant the Lord's name while remembering the Guru. This brings you out of your material predicament, that is atrophied desires or stultified desires or colored desires. Chant with the Lord's name while remembering your spiritual master. I really recommend that this is done in relationship to Srila Prabhupada. Enter the presence of Srila Prabhupada, who is blooming in Krishna consciousness, who is so realized deeply in Krishna consciousness, who has these first class feelings in Krishna consciousness. And if you are initiated by followers of Srila Prabhupada, then have your guru also there.